anxiety disorders and depression. Together, those two diagnoses counted for more than half of all people seeking outpatient mental health services in our community in 2017, according to the report. As for people admitted to hospitals in Greene County, about 2 in 5 patients included a primary diagnosis of depression. Greene County's rates for depression are higher than the national average, and so is Springfield's suicide rate. According to the data, the 2016 rate for completed suicides in Springfield was about 23 per every 100,000 people. And nationwide, men are at a higher risk for death by suicide than women, and non-Hispanic white people have a significantly higher suicide rate than non-white minorities. At the official release of the mental health assessment, Health Department Director Clay Goddard spoke pointedly to the men in the audience and the community about getting help.
Men in Greene County are 221% more likely to die by suicide than women. And I suspect that a lot of that is that we try to be strong and that we don't talk. We don't talk to our spouses, to our families. If we're uncomfortable with that, we don't talk to our buddies, to our clergy, or our counselors. Men, we've got to realize that it's okay to be strong and vulnerable.
The assessment was put together by Maine-based consulting firm Crescendo Consulting Group. The big question after a major report like this is, what happens now? Health officials say they hope to teach the community about depression, anxiety, and other mental health conditions so people are encouraged to get the help they need. And then there's the access piece, making sure help is readily available. And a huge piece of the puzzle in making sure people have access to mental health care is funding. Unlike many other states, Missouri's Republican-led legislature has rejected for years the option of expanding Medicaid coverage for lower-income Missourians, even though the federal government was poised to pay for most of the cost. The top two priorities identified in the report are increasing the number of mental health professionals and increasing access, particularly within inpatient beds for people with mental health or substance abuse conditions. You can see KSMU's past reporting on the severe shortage of mental health professionals in Missouri by going to our website, ksmu.org. I'm Jennifer Moore.